My name is J.D. Bradley, and I've had a hell of a life that's given me a unique perspective and crazy stories that I share here. I work the second shift at my job, and I frequently have. Most of my time I've been there, I work second shift, and I really like it. There's a day shift, and there's a half an hour overlap. Like right now, they get off at 1:30, and we come in at 1 in the afternoon. And the parking is always contentious. Anyway, I got to work one day, and this is years ago, years and years and years ago. And there wasn't really any good parking, and people parked on the grass quite often, and there were cars parked on the grass, and so I was going to park on the grass, and once they left, move my car. Except the security guard came up and said, "What the hell you think you're doing?" This little short, fat, wannabe cop motherfucker. I said, "There's nowhere to park, and I need to get to work, but I promise you, as soon as I can, I'll come move the car to a better spot." And he says, "You better move your damn car." I'm like, "All right, dude, whatever, you fucking clown." He said, "What did you say?" I said, "You're a fucking clown, dude. You're not shit. You're not about shit. You're a bullshit fucking motherfucker." And then the motherfucker says, "Get out of your car." I was like, "You're kidding me." Dickhead pulls a fucking gun on me. I says, "Get out of the car." He's drunk with that so-called authority that there's no such thing of. I got a fucking gun pointed at me. I get out. I'm like, "What's going on?" And he's like, "You got drugs in your car?" I'm like, "Why in the fuck would you think I have drugs in my car?" "Because I don't like your behavior." I was like, "I don't like your behavior either, motherfucker, you fucking bitch." Then suddenly the dude looks really fucking scared, and he has a little radio like right by his mouth and a shirt. So he grabs it and he says, "I need emergency backup to the World Tower," which is where they test these propellers for helicopters. Well, shit. Next thing I know, I've got fucking security guards out the fucking ass. I've got local cops. I mean, all these motherfuckers are showing up, right? And everyone shows up in a fucking panic because he said he needed emergency backup. And as they show up, like, "What's going on?" I told him, "Man, I was trying to park right here, and this dude had a problem with it." And I told him some shit, so he pulled a gun on me, and then he called for y'all. And then one by one, they're like, "What the hell?" And they're trying to process this, right? So then the main guy in charge, he tells me to sit on the ground. I'm like, "Man, this is fucking idiotic. I'm going to be fucking late for work." I am late for work, actually. So anyway, the day shift comes out, and they're going to their cars to leave work, and they see me sit on the ground surrounded by probably 14 of these motherfuckers. And they go home. And so finally, the dude that was in charge says, "Look, I tell you what, man," he says, "I'm not really allowed to tell you that I apologize, but there's definitely been a serious misunderstanding here. And here's my card." He says, "Give this to your supervisor. And if he tells you anything about being late, I'll tell him what happened and it's not your fault." He's like, "But I can't tell you I'm sorry, okay? Do you know what I'm saying?" I said, "Yeah, I know what you're saying. You're saying you're sorry." He's like, "I can't say that." I'm like, "Well, that's what you mean, and that's cool, man. I'm going to go to work." And so I went to work. And this is on a Friday, right? So I went to work, went out that night, had a weekend. Coming on Monday, pretty much have forgotten about this shit, right? So I get to work on Monday, and I'm the kind of motherfucker people will tell stories about. I understand people say I'm crazy. I actually consider myself more wild than crazy. And local, they call me Crazy Jason. But this shit, get this shit. I walk in, and everybody's fucking freaked out. They're like, "Oh my God, what are you doing here?" I'm like, "What do you mean, what am I doing here? I work here. It's time for me to start work." Then I found out the rumor. The rumor was that I had single-handedly taken out 7 cops in a fight before they managed to take me down, and I was sitting in jail, and I was sure to go to prison. And everybody believed this shit. Like, how fucking unrealistic is that anyway? First of all, they're just going to shoot your ass. Secondly, nobody can kick 7 motherfuckers' ass. I don't care who you are. But that was the theory. Meanwhile, the fucking idiot Barney Fife motherfucker got fired over it, and that was a good thing. And, anyway, it just blew my mind. People fucking say and believe anything about me, and I don't really fucking care. For the most part, it amuses me, but shit like that, I'm like, really? You really fucking believe that? Now, as an addendum to this, the fired security guard ended up being a security guard at the grocery store that I go to regularly. And, he came up trying to, I don't know, connect with me or something, and I wasn't mean to him, but I certainly didn't fucking engage, because fuck that motherfucker. Fuck anybody that thinks there's any fucking such thing as authority, especially if they fucking engage in it and they think they are authority. Fuck that shit. Fucking makes me sick. I guess I don't care if you think there's authority. Just don't be a fucking cop. Don't be a fucking judge. Don't be a fucking lawyer. Don't be anybody engaged in that fucking bullshit. It causes way more fucking injustice than justice. Fuck that. Rant over. Thank you very much for listening once again. And as always, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it on social media and recommend it to 3 friends. Thank you very much, and you have a great day.